the Pro XPN toll free line, 855-450-3733. You can join us online. All you have to do is visit freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have waiting for you on the site. Again, that's freetalklive.com. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Brett.
And Mark will be joining us at some point here this evening. He is out fighting a fire at this moment. And I guess he told me, I had a moment to call me during it, and he told me it was taking longer than should have taken. So he'll join us when he gets a chance. Again, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, but we also have Skype, and you can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. Coming up, we'll tell you how it is the police are protecting teenage girls from being sold into sex slavery rings here in a little bit. But first, Ty is on the line in Tennessee on Skype. Ty, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Brett.
Hey, good evening, Brett and Ian. Wanted to talk a little bit, 2 weeks ago, I think it was on a Wednesday show, too, there was talk about transhumanism and this idea of the singularity.
Yes.
The idea that the essence of a person may eventually be transferred into a robot body.
Or perhaps your human body will be augmented with robotic technology. But yes, something around those ideas.
I think we also discussed the option of an entirely virtual world in which your consciousness is inserted.
That's right.
Right. And I think there's something missing from this idea of transhumanism, or at least something that I haven't heard spoken of before. And that is the idea that intelligence resides in the human brain. And I think that it comes from a misunderstanding of what intelligence really entails, because there's two parts to intelligence. There's the intellect, which is associated with the human brain, and there's the gens part, the generative part, which I believe is associated with the human heart. And I don't think you can have a complete human without the intellect and the generative heart function.
Yeah, okay. So what's the difference between having your unless there's something we completely don't understand about this, but I'm thinking that, you know, I've heard these things talked about on some, you know, pretty far out there alternative radio going back years, and maybe they don't know what they're talking about either. But unless we're really missing something, what's the difference between uploading your consciousness to some kind of mainframe and going to heaven, right? Because what actually makes up intelligence, I think this is what you're saying, Ty, is there's a chemical element to it, there's an electrical element to it, and if that container is not available, these things should not be able to happen.
Well, did you realize that there are studies that show that the human heart actually puts out a stronger electromagnetic field than the human brain?
I did not know that, no.
There's a place called HeartMath.
Oh, I've heard of this. Yeah, the HeartMath Institute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have studies where they show that the heart actually generates a field, that electromagnetic field, that is 500 times stronger than that produced by the human brain. And I think that that's what a lot of people are missing, is the fact that it's kind of like a mind heart body. It's a three part thing, you know, kind of like the trivium is the grammar, logic, and rhetoric. Mm-hmm. The same thing with humanity is there's the heart, the mind, and the body, all three together. And you can't really synthesize the intellect and put it into a robot body without the heart or the body, because just for instance, if you have intellect with no heart, isn't that the very definition of a psychopath?
Yeah, well, or a cyborg, essentially.
Both
are dangerous.
Exactly. So I think that we may actually reach this point, this singularity point, this transhumanism, but I think that instead of concentrating just on the intellect, that they also need to focus on the heart and the empathic function of humanity as well. Otherwise, there will not be humanity. It'll just be intellect.
So yeah. I mean, we're really kind of in the realm of the hypothetical here, because I don't know if having a physical heart somehow is connected to empathy, or if empathy could be, you know, synthetically recreated. I just don't know. I think it's interesting. I think it's an interesting perspective on this, but.
Yeah, I agree. I think that all of this is speculation. I think that we don't really know much about what consciousness really is and what it is made up of and how it can be manipulated, if at all. These are going to be areas in which there's going to be a lot of necessary experimentation. And I imagine that whatever the hypotheses are now, many of them will be proven untrue. And who knows what the actual, what it'll really be like. And maybe you're right, Ty. Maybe they'll have to synthesize the heart somehow in order to make this transfer process possible from the human body into some sort of robot body. I don't know.
Yeah, and I think what you said is very important too, because it may not be that the brain is the source of intellect or the heart is the source of caring. I think that these are more like receivers, kind of like a television displays a show, but the show is not inside the TV. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I like that viewpoint, too. I like that viewpoint, too, that we're just kind of in this meat puppet, and that the soul, if you will, is something outside of us that's kind of been transmitted into it. I mean, there's no proof for anything like that, but certainly people's experiences on DMT might suggest that that's the case. And for those that are unfamiliar, I recommend the movie DMT, The Spirit Molecule.
Mm-hmm.
Where, have you seen this?
I have seen parts of it, yes.
Where they had people in a clinical setting, a hospital kind of an environment, very clean. They were on a bed. They were injected with dimethyltryptamine, which is DMT. And they described later the experiences that they had. And they were very, very similar experiences about essentially leaving their body, their consciousness kind of going into the ether, so to speak, and leaving the human experience and going somewhere else entirely. And that was very, very interesting. And you know, one guy said that he had 10,000 years worth of experience in 10 minutes, basically going and doing this. And it was just fascinating stuff to listen to. So those sorts of experiences make you go, or at least me.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I think that now, obviously, for what somebody experiences on DMT, there probably are rational explanations for what's happening, and there are archetypes that seem to be in our brains that a lot of people describe manifesting, like the gnomes. People have these stories about these little these little gnomes that show up, and this goes beyond
aliens. People have supposedly encountered alien life forms of differing sorts while on DMT.
So the question is, are these things that manifest during these experiences or during these altered states something that is really coming from beyond or somewhere else?
Or is it coming from within?
Yeah, or is it coming from within? And I really believe that it all comes from within, but, you know, I'm open to new information. I think this is absolutely fascinating. And obviously there's a myriad of just complete mysteries with the human brain and human consciousness still. So I always find these conversations
absolutely
interesting.
And, I just wanted to point out, too, that consciousness, I believe, is the key point that humanity needs to work toward understanding.
Mm-hmm.
To me, I'm not a religious person. I consider myself spiritual, and I don't know exactly what God is, but if God is anything, God is the source of consciousness. And I think that that's my basic definition of God, just the source of consciousness. And I believe that consciousness is intelligent, and that means it's both intellectual and generative. One thing I was going to point out, too, I don't really want to get too much into this Christian thing, but when God gave Solomon wisdom, he gave him a wise and discerning heart. He didn't give him a huge brain.
Interesting.
Ty, good call tonight. Appreciate you getting those thoughts flowing, and appreciate your call at 855-450-FREE, although Ty didn't call that number. He called us on Skype. You can do that, too. Our username there is lrn.fm, whether you want to talk about transhumanism, New Age thoughts, or whatever you want. It's Free Talk Live.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call, but I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-648-5421. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-648-5421. That's 877-648-5421.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. January 17th, 2014. Gold opened this morning at $1,244.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,290.28, $645.14 for a half ounce, or $322.57 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,290.28, $645.14, and $322.57.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That is 855-450-3733, and you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. We've got archives, so if you've missed a moment of the show, it's no big deal. You can just click and download as many episodes as you would like. They're all free. Go to freetalklive.com to accomplish that. Now then, the Freedom Cam, something you need to know about. If you care about holding the police accountable, if you care about your freedom, if you care about making sure that an interaction that you have with the police goes as well as possible, or if it goes bad, that you've got a record. Because when you're driving, that's the time you're most likely to come into contact with the police. The average person, that's when they're going to come in contact with the cops. And, you know, most of pullovers are uneventful. They give you the ticket and you go on your way, or you get a warning if you're lucky. But sometimes things don't go as planned. And if you've got a record of what happened, an independent, verifiable record of what occurred, an objective record, then that can help you in court. FreedomCam.net can help you with this. So what they have is a device. It's a GPS black box dash cam, and it actually has two cameras in it. There's one that records, as you know, kind of points out the front, down the hood of the car, and then there's another one that points inside the cab. So at all times, it's rolling both of those cameras. Whenever you've got power to the car, the cameras are powered up and they're recording. So it also has got the GPS factor as well. So when you play this back with a special software that they provide you over at FreedomCam.net, it not only shows you the video of what's happening, but it also shows you a little map of where your car was at the time the video was recorded. Not only that, but the speed at which you were going, the direction, all that kind of stuff. Very, very useful, and especially not just useful for police, but also if you get into an accident, the GPS black box dash cam at freedomcam.net will continue recording even if its power is disconnected. So if you get into a wreck or something, it'll keep going for about 10 or 15 seconds beyond that, even if the battery gets pulled or the plug or whatever gets pulled somehow, you'll get that accident recorded on this dash cam. And again, that can be very, very useful when it comes to an insurance claim, for instance. So this could be a very helpful tool. I've got one in the car that I drive, and I know Mark does as well. FreedomCam.net. You can go there and get yours, and they take Bitcoins. So go and check it out, FreedomCam.net. So Brett is here from the School Sucks Project, and we had Ty on the line. We're talking about transhumanism, and Ty suggests that, you know, maybe this whole taking your brain or your consciousness and putting it into a robot body isn't really going to work out the way people expect it to work out, because what about the heart? And he suggests that there's something to the idea of that the heart has more of an effect, I guess, than just beating and pumping blood through your body.
We often get this kind of sci-fi idea of a brain in a tank, mm-hmm. as if somebody's intellect and consciousness could somehow be preserved. And I think what that fails to recognize is that the human body is obviously a system, right? So what's going on in your heart can affect your brain, how much air you're able to take in, the health of your spine. You know, all of these things contribute to your thinking and the rest of the function of your body. So the body is very much a system. Mm. So the idea that we can, I mean, obviously I'm a novice when it comes to advanced,
I'm no scientist.
You know, biology, but I think there's a lot of people who have had a lot to say about this who are even more novice than we are. And an important recognition is that the body is a complex system. That's and all true. These things can, you know, affect. I mean, wearing shoes that are too small can make your neck hurt, and that's just even that's pretty simple. That's just like structural engineering of the body. So it's a fascinating subject, but it's very complex. It's kind of frustrating sometimes to not have simple answers to a lot of these questions.
Well, and even though we may not be scientifically trained in these matters, our opinion is valid, because a lot of times science is wrong too, right? I mean,
sure.
Science is this process of kind of proving itself wrong over time. They come up with the hypothesis or the thesis, and then they go on to disprove those things. See, that's kind of part of science, that somebody comes up with an idea and then other scientists try to beat it down and try to find out what the truth actually is.
Well, it's interesting too, because there's an ongoing scientific some people would say it's not a scientific debate, and it's not even a debate about global warming right now. And one of the things that people who are talking about, you know, carbon credits and increasing government power to deal with climate change, they're saying there's a scientific consensus. There's a scientific consensus. Well, what science continuously does is it looks at what the consensus is. It advances. It does new studies, and it finds that a lot of times, in a lot of cases, not in all cases, problems with the consensus. You know, the Earth is flat.
Sure.
Is a scientific consensus. So Yeah, it's obviously an ongoing process.
So, I don't really know what the truth is and when we will get to find out. I'm excited because we might find out in our lifetime about the possibility to transfer someone's consciousness from this meat bag that we're currently inhabiting to something that might be the next generation, something that's going to last a lot longer, and the kind of benefits that that could bring society could be pretty impressive. Although, and I don't think you mentioned this on the air, but one of the important factors that we need to consider is whether or not the state's going to exist at that time. We already have this scary, there was some sort of scary headline about the state replacing soldiers with robots today. I saw that in the news.
Yeah.
So that's kind of freaky. I don't like the idea of people who have the desire to control others having an influence on the process of transferring consciousness. That sounds like it could go really bad.
And that's really what it all comes down to for me. You know, the scientific advancement is great, but I think people should proceed cautiously in a world, Ray Kurzweil was the example that I gave, in a world where the state still exists. And Ray Kurzweil, a futurist, is very optimistic about all of these scientific developments. But one thing that I haven't seen in his work is discussion of, you know, at least some concern about how all these things fit into this context of the state being here, government being here.
So I think that brings us to some show prep that you brought in tonight, Brett.
Sure.
Because some people, they think the state's just fine, as a matter of fact. Maybe there's some problems that they can identify with it as it currently stands, but just elect the right people, and then you've got a compassionate state, a state that doesn't use violence. It's just a wonderful, futuristic world where the state is this great tool that can be used to benefit mankind.
That sounds nice.
Well, there are a lot of people who believe that about the state. And I guess this is one guy, Steve Shives, who apparently you found this video. I'm not sure how you were linked to it. Are you a subscriber of this guy? How'd you
But one of my listeners actually sent it to me and wanted me to do a little deconstruction of it. And I said, I should really hold off until I'm sitting with Mark and Ian, you know, the old pros. They probably have a lot to say about this as well. It appears to be a brand new video. It was uploaded just about a week ago.
Yeah, that's right.
And what I've heard about Steve Shives is he's an atheist, okay. And this Five Stupid Things video series that he does, some of them are very good. He has a lot of valuable insights. But, he really drops the ball on this libertarianism one.
Stupid things about libertarianism.
Yeah, and another reason why I thought of you is you've frequently talked about on this show, what does libertarianism mean?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a very powerful word? Is that a very descriptive word? It seems like it's been spread out and it can apply to all different people who believe all different things, but they don't want to call themselves Republicans and they don't want to call themselves Democrats, and that's certainly understandable in this day and age. So this has kind of become a catch-all for a lot of people who really don't know what that is.
And that's a problem. And so that means that people who are critiquing libertarianism don't know what it really is either. So let's see what Steve Shives has to say about this. This guy's got a pretty popular YouTube channel, 30,000 subscribers. That's that dwarfs anything that I've got, that's for sure. More coming up here in moments. We'll see what he thinks and take your calls about whatever you want. It's Free Talk Live.
New year, new website, new ways to protect your health and privacy. To thank you for our recent success, BlockItPocket.com is extending our holiday offers. See these new, get one free New Year deals only at BlockItPocket.com and only through January 31st. Enhance cell phone and wireless device safety and security with products that work from a family-owned American business. Call or click 888-315-9618 or BlockItPocket.com, your source for wireless protection and information.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporit e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And that is the Pro XPN toll free line. What is Pro XPN? It is a global virtual private network, and it encrypts your data on the internet. Whatever it is that leaves your computer is encrypted before it leaves. That means that your internet service provider doesn't know what you're doing anymore with their internet connection. Maybe that bothers them, but there's nothing they can do about it. Because right now, if you're not using ProXPN, and you can go and get it over at proxpn.com/FTL, it's just an app that you install for your Windows or Mac computer, or you can use iOS or Android phone versions of the same thing. What they are doing right now, if you don't have ProXPN, is they're probably logging everything that you do. They're probably logging every website you visit, all the search terms that you're entering into, building a profile on you or anybody else that's using your internet connection. So protect yourself by using ProXPN. Again, proxpn.com/FTL. They encrypt your connection so that, therefore, they can't snoop on you anymore. They can't log anymore because they can't crack through your encryption. And beyond that, they also protect your location. They protect the privacy of your physical location by you get to choose which server you connect to with ProXPN. There's different servers. You've got the premium account. There are different servers worldwide that you can connect to, including there's a new one in Prague. There's one in the Netherlands. Singapore's got one. There's also several across the United States as well. So you pick the server you want, and then to every website you visit, it makes it look like you're coming from that location, not your actual location. Again, very valuable protection. protections of your privacy, but also ProXPN opens up your internet access, especially if you're using some sort of a connection that's restricted. Maybe you're at a workplace or a school or in another country where they're restricting the stuff that you can visit online. Well, if you've got ProXPN, you can get around those restrictions. ProXPN.com/FTL. You can use our discount code, and that's going to get you 20% off for the lifetime of your account. 20% off whether you buy the monthly, I think there's a six-month account, and there's an annual account as well. You get the best price if you go with the annual plan, and it breaks down when you use our discount code FTL20 to just $5 a month. And you can also use Bitcoin to pay, and then you'll get 33% off if you use the annual plan over at proxpn.com/FTL. Go there, get started now for free, and then you're going to want to upgrade because it's a great service and so affordable. proxpn.com/FTL, promo code FTL20. Mark is joining us fresh from a fire.
That's right.
Welcome back. We were talking about, we were just about to get into a video. We haven't played the first moment of it, but we're going to here shortly, by Steve Shives. He's a YouTube vlogger, and he's got 29, almost 30,000 subscribers. So
that's pretty good.
Not a bad number at all. Apparently, he's an atheist, and one of Brett's listeners over at the School Sucks Project sent this video along. It's called Five Stupid Things About Libertarianism.
Yeah. All right.
So we are going to jump right
in. There's a lot of confusion around libertarianism and what it means.
Yes, there is.
People get half an explanation, and they run with it.
So let's do it. Here's what Steve Shives thinks about libertarianism, or what he thinks is libertarianism.
Hey, here are five stupid things I've noticed about libertarianism. It's selfish. Libertarianism, like most political philosophies, is an old house with many rooms. For the purposes of this video, I'll be limiting myself to libertarianism as it is most commonly found in American politics today. Consequentialist, capitalist, and individualist in character. The defining characteristic of this form of libertarianism is selfishness. Libertarian thinkers and politicians, note the distinction, are capable of reciting some very impressive sounding rhetoric about individual liberty and freedom of association, but it all reduces to this: I want to be left alone, and I want things my own way. Just think how many resentful five-year-olds are libertarians without even realizing
it. Just think how many consumers are libertarians. I mean, Burger King offers you your burger your way, but the government says you'll take our government and you'll shove it down your throat and you'll pay for it and we'll shoot you. Look, this is the dumbest part of this dumb list, is the suggestion that the services that the government provides, like, you know, the free market can provide all these other services just fine, but not the services the government provides. Not trash pickup, not protection, not firefighting. We must have a monopoly for that, and if you don't like our monopoly, you're selfish.
Well, I mean, he hasn't really talked about those things, but not yet, at least. And
I'll bet he ate a hamburger at a place that had competition. If you had a hamburger at a place that didn't have competition, you'd have a really crappy hamburger.
See, that's a way into that. I never even thought about any of that. I was just so focused on this word selfish.
Mm-hmm.
Because he gives himself such a great running start for whatever he wants to say just by the connotation of selfishness alone. Right. That's I think Ayn Rand wrote a book in the 1960s called The Virtue of Selfishness, which was very confronting at the time, especially considering a lot of the prevailing attitudes then and now. In America, that selfish is this dirty word. To be concerned with yourself and not altruistic.
It's also really, it's disingenuous at all to call anybody selfish, because the people that are claiming not to be selfish are claiming that you should pay for the crap they think you should pay for. I mean, what kind of sense is that? That's them giving away your money. That's not selfless. That's selfish. If I say, you should pay for the things I want you to pay for, I'm not being altruistic. I'm being selfish. I'm saying, you don't want to play my game, and you should die. That's not selfless.
Yeah.
I mean, selflessness is, look, if you want to participate with the ideas that I've got, you may. I'm welcoming you in. And if you want to participate, it's going to cost money. Nothing's for free. Do you want to participate? That's selflessness. This man doesn't know the definition of selfish and selfless.
And the other thing, too, is he, just by using this word and getting that start, he sets up a beautiful straw man for himself with the five-year-old comment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I want myself, you know.
He wants you to do something, and you don't want to do it, and you're the five-year-old.
Right, exactly. So he's just right out of the beginning, he also creates this convenient definition of libertarianism. So for this video, libertarianism will be this thing that I decide that it is.
Well, I didn't disagree with his consequentialist, individualist, like the way he was sort of deciding what a libertarian is. I didn't disagree with those definitions.
The thing that I disagreed with is he said political libertarianism.
Well,
it's like saying this is a video about unicorns, right? Because where is libertarianism visible in politics right now? You know, as somebody who is a principled, consistent, across-the-board libertarian holding political power, unless I don't know of one.
Ron Paul has had plenty of opportunities to speak to people, and his sound bites have been out there, and I can understand why this man, you know, calls it political libertarianism. I mean, because Ron Paul's was out there.
Okay, but
libertarians run for political office quite frequently.
Sure, but they have no power. Ron Paul was an elected official with no power. When you see some freedom-smashing thing that wins in the House of Representatives 425-1, that's Ron Paul, right?
Sure.
But that's not power, you know, casting a lone losing vote on some freedom-smashing legislation.
Well, being a politician doesn't mean that one necessarily has power, and I think that you can fairly call it political libertarianism. He's trying to come up with a definition. You have to have a definition if you're going to rebut something, and I'm going to give him that much.
Well, I just think it's an incredibly weak definition and poorly thought out definition, and it's also a very, very convenient, fabricated definition for the points he wants to make. So he's not.
He also called him one of the terms that he used for his definition was capitalist as well, which you can be a libertarian and not be a capitalist.
Sure, absolutely.
Yep. Because libertarianism is all about allowing people to live their life how they want, you know, with the one provision being that you don't hurt anybody else. And there's nothing wrong with that idea, and there's nothing inherently capitalist or communist about it. So
it's just selfish not to hurt people, not to threaten people.
But the whole conversation we're having is, it really speaks to this very, I don't know if it's intentional or not. If it's intentional, it's a very clever misdirection. The central piece of libertarianism is the non-aggression principle.
All right, so
not
selfishness. We'll come back with more here, but I understand why Steve Shives thinks that libertarians are selfish, because a lot of libertarians sound like it.
Yeah,
we'll come back with more here in moments. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733.
Yesterday, I got a notice from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money, but the notice said if I don't pay it in 30 days, they're going to go into my bank account and take my money, put a lien on my house, and garnish my wages. Can they really do that?
If you owe back taxes, unless you get help, the IRS can do all that and more. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Their Fresh Start program that will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS or state have in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. You get a fresh start if you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes. They're so sure they can help you that they'll give you a 20% discount just for calling right now. Now, dial 877-246-0504. That's 877-246-0504. Again, 877-246-0504.
Yesterday, I got a notice from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money, but the notice said if I don't pay it in 30 days, they're going to go into my bank account and take my money, put a lien on my house, and garnish my wages. Can they really do that?
If you owe back taxes, unless you get help, the IRS can do all that and more. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Their Fresh Start program that will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS or state have in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. You get a fresh start if you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes. They're so sure they can help you that they'll give you a 20% discount just for calling right now. Dial 877-328-6404. That's 877-328-6404. Again, 877-328-6404.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us on Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. We've got archives. They go back for a long time. You can click and download those. We've got a mobile site, a webcam. It's all free over at freetalklive.com. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for their websites. We do it free, but we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. The Free Talk Live AMP program stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send $5 a month into Free Talk Live. We invest that into the show and then use it to get on more radio stations. We've got over 140 great radio stations that carry the show at various different times throughout the week. So you can help us get on 300 stations. If we've got enough money, we can do that. And your $5 makes a big difference. Plus, it's doubled right now for the next several months. Almost dozen months. I think we had at least 10 months left on this deal where some very generous contributors have ponied up a $950 a month pledge, meaning that they will double up to $950 per month of contributions to the AMP program. We've got around $800 a month that we've raised so far in this process, and you can help us raise more by going to amp.freetalklive.com. If you donate $5 a month, which is the minimum AMP amount, then Free Talk Live will get $10 per month because your $5 will be doubled. If you donate $25 a month, that will be doubled to $50 a month. So it's a great time to become a Free Talk Live amplifier, and thanks to you for doing that. If you have done so already, if you haven't yet done so, please go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can learn more about the program there and get the perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only podcast, forum, and more. And again, it helps us out a lot. amp.freetalklive.com. We're playing a video from Steve Shives. It's called Five Stupid Things About Libertarianism. And he's talking about his first objection, which he says, it's selfish. And I think you guys made some really great points about why it is that, well, the state is selfish too, because the people that are wanting to control you want you to give your money to their programs and their ideas that they think are good ideas.
No, the state isn't selfish too. The state is selfish. I do not believe that the libertarian ideas are selfish.
That's nonsense. Everything's selfish.
Well, I disagree. I think that the selfish is a negative connotation, and it is not
not
that's what, true. It's a negative connotation, but let's
libertarianism
be realistic.
Allows for self-interest. Absolutely, you
must. Everybody's selfish because they want to take care of themselves.
I suppose. I mean, you can broaden the definition
first
of that,
before
but
you
I don't
take
think anybody's going to define selfishness that way. If you take a moment with them, it's self-interest and. There's certainly some arguments for self-interest, but I don't think it's selfish.
Sounds to me like you're playing semantics.
Well, no, but I mean, it's very important.
Semantics are talking about words and defining things. We're always talking about semantics.
And
if you're speaking, you're participating in semantics.
This show does a good job with semantics, I think, and this is very important. What is libertarianism? But also, if libertarianism is being turned into selfishness, Ian, you made a good point at the very end of the last segment that maybe this is what it appears to be to outsiders, and I think that that's interesting that he called it political libertarianism. In my opinion, from my experience, the political arena is a terrible place to introduce new ideas to people because it seems like, at least from my experience on a national level, people go to politics, whether it's just as a spectator sport, to be angry. To vent
there's
frustration.
There's an enemy.
You're right. So to say, hey, all you angry people, you know, thirsty for blood, would you like to hear some new ideas that completely contradict what you believe and will make you feel uncomfortable? No, they probably wouldn't, and many of them will probably attack you.
Well, most of the science surrounding confirmation bias is that people have a very difficult time internalizing new ideas, correct or incorrect.
Yeah.
You can, when presented with the undisputable truth. A person who believes otherwise will just figure out a way not to believe the undisputable truth.
I've seen it. It's amazing. It's stunning.
Well, you know what? The fact is, the older we get, Brent,
yeah.
the harder it's going to be. And, these ideas, I had firm political ideas when I started Free Talk Live more than 10 years ago. And it took months and years for me to change every little bit, to pop each rivet on my belief system.
Yeah.
So, and I was, I had to sit here 3 hours a night. You could just turn off your radio when the truth gets to be a little bit too much for you. These idiots, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
These liberals, these conservatives,
Sure. Whatever.
Click. So it's really difficult. That's one of the reasons I think that most libertarians are focusing on young people, because they haven't developed all of their belief systems yet. And I think that it's a great idea. But the older people really have an opportunity to look at things newly. And I think that's true for me, too. I'm sure I know my opinions change year after year on issues. So therefore, I must have been wrong in the past.
Right.
According to dictionary.com, one of the synonyms for selfishness is selfish is self-interested. One of the definitions is relating to or characterized by self-interest. So I get the distinction you're trying to make, Mark. It's certainly true that the term selfish has a negative connotation, but I'm just trying to, acknowledge that everything that we do ultimately, I think, can be attributed to selfishness, even in including helping others, because when you, for instance, give to charity, in a lot of cases it feels good, and most people won't do things unless it feels good to do them. And we are generally seeking pleasure and attempting to avoid pain, so therefore I think that everything is selfish.
Yeah,
that perspective.
This is one of the reasons we really have to be very clear with terms, and this is why it's difficult to have discussions about what is libertarianism, because one has to be clear with terms. I'm all for your term of the way you define selfishness. I'm fine with that as long as we're clear on what selfishness means. If selfishness means self-interest, where a person is trying to avoid pain and seek pleasure in their life, and that some people are going to seek pleasure in doing, most people are going to seek pleasure in doing good things for other people, cool. I'm there with your definition.
Okay. So moving on then, the other point I wanted to make about this guy saying that libertarianism is selfish, I can understand why he would feel that way, because he's definitely looking at it from a negative connotation. Like, all these libertarians want to do is hoard everything, they just want to keep everything that they have, and that's
right.
The kind of people they are. And I don't doubt that he's met libertarians like that, and or has seen people online, maybe other YouTube bloggers, espousing these viewpoints. When I define what libertarianism is, I always talk about it in terms of you. You know, it's your life. You should be free to live life how you want, so long as you don't hurt anybody else. That, to me, is the definition of libertarianism. But there are people who will define it as, well, I should be free to do what I want. And that sounds very selfish and sounds very self-centered, and that's not going to turn on. It's going to, in fact, turn off people like Steve here. So, Steve Shives, we're going to continue with more of his five stupid things about libertarianism, but the worst thing that can happen to somebody as far as them being introduced to the ideas of liberty is to meet the wrong libertarians. And there are plenty of those people out there who just don't know how to communicate these ideas. We've got great ideas. It's just that if you communicate them in the wrong way, then you're going to get blown off as, you know, a bad person or somebody who's selfish.
You're going to, because people won't take enough time to look at a particular issue. They've developed their ideas.
That's true.
Mama and Papa were Democrats.
Well, they're certainly not going to take enough time if you blow it right out the gate.
Well, the other thing, too, yeah, I think that's very important, is that I really, when you do embrace new ideas, you're highly enthusiastic about them, and mm-hmm. you say, I'm going to go tell people about this. Well, you're not ready, probably not. And I made that mistake. And eventually I got to a point, maybe it was like 2006, 2007, where I was commuting a lot. I'd roll up all the windows in my car. And, hey, folks, I would just talk to myself. I would just talk through these things. I would listen to things that I agreed with. I would listen to things that I disagreed with. I would hit the pause button on whatever my device was, and I would talk my way through it. I would talk about how I felt about it out loud. Crazy or not, mm-hmm. this, you know, helped solidify a lot of my ideas and eventually led to me being a podcaster, because I got to a point where I was like, I've got to stop talking to myself in the car like
this. I'm pretty sure Steve Shives is talking to himself here in this video.
Well, he's talking to the camera. When you took the Myers-Briggs test, did you come out extrovert?
I don't know if I've ever taken that.
Okay, you will, because that's why you turned off the radio and talked to yourself.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's what you have to do.
Right.
So an introvert would not talk to themselves?
Likely they wouldn't have to. So an extrovert verbalizes.
Because it's going on in their head? Is that why the introvert?
Yes. You know, it's just a different way of processing information.
So there's more to say here, and if you've got a comment on this idea of, you know, libertarians are selfish, I don't blame him for feeling this way. He's probably encountered some really crappy libertarians who have not couched their explanation of libertarianism in how it can benefit other people, in how libertarianism can help the poor, for instance, better than the state system can. There are folks that are coming from more of a liberal mentality. That's what they want to hear about. They don't want to hear about how they're going to get to keep all the money that they earn.
Is he liberal? He hasn't. I mean, we haven't been.
I don't know, but he's an atheist, and there's a good chance of that.
Yes.
I'm just going to jump out on that that limb. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control here. It's Free Talk Live. Hour number two is next.
Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to Vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL.
If you've got aches and pain and soreness, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to Dave talk about Relief Factor 4.
I was in a sawmill accident and suffered with pain and discomfort for 60 years. I heard about Relief Factor 4 and decided to order it. And in 4 days, I was walking without a limp and without pain. I am thrilled.
For more information or to order Relief Factor 4, go online at ReliefFactor4.com. That's ReliefFactor4.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered offered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.